Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker with doTERRA Essential Oils, inviting you to join me for our second in-depth free essential oil event, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5:30 at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton, located at Prospect and College. We'll have three workshops, essential oil basics, mood management, and experiencing the oils, and essential oils at home. Bring a friend and enjoy a beneficial and fun-filled afternoon while we take the mystery out of essential oils and help you build your own personal medicine chest. Join us Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton on Prospect and College. Please RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call me 970-493-6789. Remember, doTERRA essential oils are certified pure therapeutic grade, the most efficacious of all oils. No dilutions, no synthetics, no chemical residues. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton. RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call 970-493-6789.
Morning is Mike Murphy, who put together the wonderful film, What in the World Are They Spraying? And ladies and gentlemen, they are in the process of destroying contemporary civilization. Why do I say that? Well, because they're putting large amounts of aluminum and barium and titanium and other products into the atmosphere that are toxic. They're toxic to the trees, they're toxic to the plants, they're toxic to animals, they're toxic to human beings, and they know exactly what they're doing. But if you read the writings of these incredible people who really run the world, they believe that mankind is a scourge on humanity. You read the writings of David Foreman, read the things that come out of the Club of Rome, read the things that Marie Strong has said, read the things that Dr. Richard Day said back in 1969. We have them all filed away in catalogs and available to you. They want to destroy civilization. When you understand that, it makes sense. But you say, who in their right mind would want to do that, destroy civilization? Well, we're not dealing with people in their right mind, ladies and gentlemen. In my estimation, we're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. But they're dangerous because they control the reins of power. And with that as the background, Mike Murphy, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be on again.
Well, now, you had been over to Hawaii recently checking on what's going on over there because, of course, that area you'd cover very well in your film. And when you were there certainly a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago before the film came out, why they were very, very concerned about the effect of the spraying and certainly the fact that it was affecting the crops. What are you finding today as you follow through on the disastrous effects of the massive spraying that's going on all over the world in the form of contrails play a part of this, but chemtrails do certainly as well, or at least they certainly the military jets that are doing the spraying. Have you been able to get any pictures of the military jet spraying?
Well, there are a number on the internet, and I've been, since we released What in the World Are They Spraying, I've been flooded with DVDs and emails of pictures. I've yet to go through them all. But it was interesting. We were in Hawaii about a year ago, and we didn't think that they were spraying there. It wasn't until we actually got to the island of Maui and we could clearly see aerosols in the sky, study time lapse, and know what the trails look like when they spread out. So they were spraying offshore. What we found during this trip and I just got back about 2 weeks ago. The spraying has probably doubled or tripled. And when we were there about a year ago, we didn't have any definitive tests at the time, but we knew that aluminum-related illnesses were going up, and we knew that the farmers in the area were having trouble getting their yields. So I had an opportunity to speak with a couple of public officials, and I encouraged them to test because the contamination of aluminum, barium, and strontium is in the tests, and those substances will change the pH of soil. So when the soil pH changes, basic science tells us that anything that requires an acidic soil, that it turns to alkaline, will start to die. Exactly what's happening. So anyways, the director of health on Maui got on board, got concerned about this, started testing. He tested, I believe it was over 30 rain tests, and what he found was contamination of aluminum, barium, and strontium in every test. So
now is this the cuts from cuttings from trees, or is this the soil they're testing? What are they actually testing?
It's the rain, and soil does have a lot of aluminum in it, but rain should have zero aluminum. And again, geoengineers are proposing, although they deny that these programs have been started, they are proposing spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum oxide into our skies for what they say is the stated goal of cooling the planet. However, like you were stating, looks like there are many nefarious agendas tied in to the aerosol spraying that we're not only seeing over Maui, over every state in the U.S., but almost in every country around the world.
And this is the thing, of course. It's justified. We're going to geoengineer the atmosphere, and we're going to put this canopy up here, and it's going to reflect the sun's rays back and do away with the greenhouse effect. Actually, of course, by creating the artificial cloud cover, it increases the greenhouse effect. The rays, the sunlight can't bounce back into the atmosphere and be dissipated. Instead, it's here. So basically, if there is any greenhouse effect, it is actually being aggravated by the cloud cover. Wouldn't that be a true statement, Mike?
That is a true statement, and there are actually numerous studies which show that, as you just stated, putting an aerosol into the sky would increase the temperature of the Earth. Ironically, in the past 10 years, we've seen an increase in nighttime highs, along with these aerosols that have clearly been showing up in thousands of tests and showing up in the skies all around the world. So it sounds like the story doesn't hold much weight, but again, it's a very effective way to sell these damaging programs to an unsuspecting public.
And the frightening thing is, of course, the toxicity of aluminum, and we have information on that. Certainly in our DVD on aluminum put out by the talk given by Dr. David Ayoub, very few people understand just how toxic aluminum is. Have you gone in at all into aluminum toxicity in any of your studies, Mike?
Well, we have, and we've spoken to a number of other physicians who all stated the same thing. Aluminum is very toxic and leads to a number of neurological illnesses. Of course, we've seen...
And this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. We'll be back in this moment with Mike.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way, we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Mike Murphy, who put together the great film, What in the World Are They Spraying? We carry this film. We think it's very important. And our telephone number, if you have a question for Mike, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I saw the YouTube that you posted since you came back from Maui, and in there you actually talked to somebody from the FAA. He was formerly working for the Federal Aviation Administration. Do you want to just mention what that was about?
Sure, and the video is called Hawaii Revisited. It can be found on my website, which is truthmediaproductions.us. And I spoke with...
Sure, Truth Media Productions U.S. Just go to just type in YouTube Mike Murphy new production, something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, truthmediaproductions.us because it's about us. I interviewed an air traffic controller, and when he first heard about the chemtrail geoengineering issue, he said he was very skeptical about it. He said it wasn't until he began noticing the trails running north and south. And he said, that's when I began to question, and because Hawaii does not have north and south air traffic. So he became deeply concerned about it, began looking into it, and, you know, is absolutely convinced, as most of us who have researched this, that these programs are in full-scale deployment. They're harmful not only to human health but also to ecologies. And we've seen profound changes since they've been started, essentially in the late 1990s, people believe, is when they started, Dr. Stan.
Now, basically, do you differentiate contrails from chemtrails, and how can you separate them? Certainly, many of the contrails spread out, and actually it seems that they've done something to the jet fuel so that some of the contrails can actually leave clouds too, can't they?
Well, there is a thing called a persistent contrail. It's very rare. G. Edward Griffin wrote up an excellent paper on it. You can find it, I believe, in Chemtrails versus Contrails. Put in Reality Zone or Unfiltered News. You should be able to find that. But a persistent contrail is extremely rare. It requires very specific conditions, very cold weather, and very high humidity. Typically, a contrail will dissipate in about 4 to 5 seconds. These persistent contrails usually occur, again, in very cold, very humid temperatures, which are usually in the low elevations. We are seeing these trails above desert regions about 5 days a week over Phoenix. And, Dr. Stan, the measurable fallout of toxicity of aluminum, barium, strontium, and other toxins that is happening all around the world. It's not just located or isolated in the areas that we investigated. I mean, there are tests that are coming in now from around the world that, again, reveals this contamination. So a big difference on what we're seeing on a regular basis in very high elevations where persistent contrails don't exist.
Okay, and this would represent... Spraying, do you think this is primarily by military or CIA planes? When we keep hearing about Evergreen being involved, that's a CIA Air Force. who is really doing the spraying? Do we have any idea?
Well, that is yet to be really uncovered. I'm hoping to do that in another film. My goal is, in What in the World Are They Spraying? Were to prove, A, that they are spraying, and B, that these programs are a threat to human health and ecology. But the answer is not simple, because there are many different corporations, many different governments, because we see these deployed in most countries, but not all. So that is something that I hope in the future to look into a little more deeply. But primarily, it's believed that it is military. There have been some cargo companies which have been identified as spraying, but usually military.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call, 877-254-7524. Now, basically, of course, your DVD has gotten quite a coverage. I know an awful lot of people have gotten this and duplicated it. But, of course, it gets into this whole concept of geoengineering. I think to most people, this term was totally foreign prior to the point where you started using it. And so could you explain to our audience what geoengineering is and why this should frighten people to death?
Of course. Geoengineering is defined as the artificial modification of the Earth's climate. That means artificially manipulating our weather and also our oceans. They're actually changing the composition of their oceans. So there's a group of scientists, corporations, governments that desperately want to change natural systems. And what they're doing is corporatizing natural systems, such as our weather. And it's very similar to the GMO food market. What you have natural seeds, natural systems that people could be independent in living off-grid and off the system. And these corporations have come in, they've found a way to genetically modify the seeds so that they can actually gain money and power and create these Terminator seeds so that people will not be able to grow without them. So they make an enormous amount of money and consolidate a whole bunch of money into this corporate governmental conglomerate I call it Beast. Well, the same thing is with our weather. There's a military document called Owning the Weather by 2025. We cover that in the film, What in the World Are They Spraying? And that's an expressed interest of our military. They want to completely own the weather. I just read this morning that on the Chicago Stock Exchange, rain could be sold as a commodity. So, again, you have corporations or men behind corporations that, as geoengineer David Keith said a few months back, he said geoengineering gives man godlike power. So you have these people who want the power of God. In order to do that, they have to change, again, these natural systems and corporatize them. So it's a deep concern, because what they're doing in the process of trying to achieve this power is destroying everything else. We know that the chemicals that they use to seed the clouds and that they use to disperse are extremely toxic. They're destroying soils everywhere. But I don't think we spoke about this. There's a new aluminum-resistant GMO seed. So that new seed will grow in this new environment that they've created. So it's a deep concern for those of us who have studied this, have looked into chemtrails and geoengineering. And, Dr. Stan, I want things in their natural state. I don't want this new corporate state, because it's not in our best interest.
Well, now, do we know what, basically, what do we know about is happening to the bark and to the soil? And what happens to the plants when, of course, there is aluminum in the soil? You mentioned something about it changing the pH of the soil. But does the aluminum get into the root system? Does it get into the plants? Does it get into the leaves of the plant or the food products it produces?
Well, you're correct. Aluminum will change the pH of soil, and then whatever requires an acidic soil to grow will start to die. But most plants, from the scientists that I've spoken to, have a mechanism which will actually shut down the root system when aluminum oxide, that's aluminum in its free form, is introduced into that, again, resulting in death. Now, where we have investigated, and I've spoken to people all around the world, the plant life has in the ecosystems are collapsing so fast. We do know one thing conclusively. There is this toxicity, aluminum, barium, and strontium. We do know that the rain, the soil pH is changing to alkaline. That cannot be disputed. And it's a deep concern for many of us. It was interesting when I was in Hawaii about 3 weeks ago, and I was there for Earth Day. And, again, this is on the film, truthmediaproductions.us. It's my Hawaii Revisited. They really sprayed us heavy on Earth Day. So that night, it rained really hard. And a few people had taken rain tests, and the alkalinity was just off the charts. The first test that I was made aware of was 100 times the normal alkalinity. A second test, and that seemed extremely high, and it's very alarming. The second test was 20 times the alkalinity. That is so toxic to ecosystems. Then it rained a couple days later. That rain came down to the normal alkalinity around, which was around 5.6. So we're waiting for the results to come back in terms of the aluminum content, but my guess is it's probably through the roof.
Well, does sometimes this material come down in sort of a gelatinous form? In other words, sometimes it's coalesce and come down as gelatinous material?
I have heard, and I can actually remember seeing it as a gel when I was living in Chicago, and I really didn't make the connection because I wasn't well-versed. But, yes, you're absolutely correct. It's been reported that gel has been raining down on us.
And so actually, I saw this with my own eyes. I touched it with it basically one morning when they were doing excessive spraying, and young man who worked for us went out and collected some of this, and I've never seen it before, and never, but he had the pictures of the tree. Almost looks like it had been, decorated for Christmas, but it was sort of this white gelatinous, almost transparent material. But he even collected some of it, cut off some of the branches, brought up. I touched it, and no matter the question, it was real, and it's the only time I've ever seen it. But it's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, sometimes they just put out too much of this, and it can have a real effect. Lots of times we hear these stories about the spider webs in the sky. What's that all about?
Well, I know Deborah Whitman of Environmental Voices has actually been collecting, and people, again, around the world are reporting that these long, 30 to 50-foot webs had been falling out of the sky. So I believe she got some tested less than a year ago, and again, found very high amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium. I'm not sure what else they had found. I know Clifford Carnicom of the Carnicom Institute has been testing as well. He's been testing more for biologicals, which he's been finding some very concerning things, such as Morgellons and a number of other biological substances, which, again, are not healthy to us. So it's very interesting. I believe there's a Hopi prophecy that actually talks about cobwebs falling from the sky. So we definitely have that, and it's deeply concerning to those of us. And then there are a number of other prophecies and a number of other religions that speak about these things happening at the end of an era or at the end of this spiritual season that we're in. So it's very interesting. It's not in the best interest of you or I or many of the listeners, but these programs do allow a select group of people, they call themselves the elite, I call them the criminal elite, to gain enormous power and influence over the rest of us. So it is, again, we see this system that the Bible and many other religions talk about coming into fruition, and it's very oppressive. And again, not in the best interest of us.
Well, one of the things I'm sure this is going to influence the crop yields all throughout the world. And now, of course, with the massive flooding, certainly in the Mississippi Valley, the drought in Kansas, the massive flooding they've had, which has wiped out a large part of Australia's wheat crop, and the rust that's hitting the wheat crop in Africa. And a lot of people are talking about world famine. Is this a possibility? Could this really happen in the world we live in today?
Well, I believe so, and I believe that that's part of the agenda. And if you study eugenics and certainly statements made by the criminal Henry Kissinger, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, even Bill Gates, who believes in population reduction, and his family actually has a history in eugenics. His father worked very closely with Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood for, according to her, the stated purpose of reducing the African-American population in the inner city. So they put that in there for abortions and other completely evil purposes. Anyways, absolutely.
Hold on, thought, Michael, we'll be right back. Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Have a question or comment.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker with doTERRA Essential Oils, inviting you to join me for our second in-depth free essential oil event, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5:30 at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton, located at Prospect and College. We'll have three workshops, essential oil basics, mood management, and experiencing the oils, and essential oils at home. Bring a friend and enjoy a beneficial and fun-filled afternoon while we take the mystery out of essential oils and help you build your own personal medicine chest. Join us Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton on Prospect and College. Please RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call me 970-493-6789. Remember, doTERRA essential oils are certified pure therapeutic grade, the most efficacious of all oils. No dilutions, no synthetics, no chemical residues. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton. RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call 970-493-6789.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, our guest, Mike Murphy. Mike, once again, let's get your website out. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and your organization.
Sure. It's truthmediaproductions.us, and we're encouraging anyone who purchases What in the World Are They Spraying to make copies. We listed the copyright on it for those that purchase. We have people... some handing out thousands per week. It's the most dire issue. So I encourage you to go there, purchase the film, and then again, make copies and hand them out for free. It's absolutely essential. But also started a website and a coalition with G. Edward Griffin, my co-producer in the film, and that's the Coalition Against Geoengineering .org. And you can find a lot of updates, new information about this issue, chemtrails, geoengineering. So again, truthmediaproductions.us, and the Coalition Against Geoengineering.org.
All right, and the film is excellent. And of course, the film crew goes back to Washington, D.C., and goes right into the Capitol building there, and of course, starts to talk to the congressmen and women about this whole concept of geoengineering. Now, to the average individual, you're not hearing about it, but they're holding conferences on it. How are we going to modify the weather? How are we going to put this canopy up there, that will reflect the rays of the sun? And they actually talk about the spring at these meetings, don't they?
Well, they absolutely do. And like you said, there have been a number of congressional hearings on the issue of geoengineering. They desperately want to move forward with this. And they're talking about establishing a world government to monitor these programs. So it's something they're moving forward with very quickly. And they do, although they deny that they've started these programs, there's literally a mountain of evidence that proves that they have started, but they desperately want to now sell it to the public so that, again, the unsuspecting public can buy into this, believing that if they don't do this, that we're all going to be destroyed by the supposed threat of global warming. So, there are even geoengineering conferences where geoengineers talk about their plans. They're even very open about the risks of these programs. Where we started at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, I listened to geoengineers talk about these plans for 3 days. I was literally blown away by the programs that they were talking about. So that's why I essentially started covering this issue. It's something that we know is going on, but again, it's something that is very toxic to plant life, ecosystems, and human health. And again, Dr. Stan, we've seen profound changes just in the past 5 years, and they've really ramped up these programs.
And the whole story really is so incredible. And of course, although they're denying they've done this, I mean, they're actually the records. And our friend Roslyn Peterson has them, where they actually admit that they put these canopies up over the eastern part of the United States. I'm sure they're putting them up every place. We have never seen weather like we're having this year. Here we are in the middle of May, certainly we're having storms here in California. It's cold. Certainly the crops aren't able to begin to mature normally. But, of course, my concern is that they're changing the pH of the soil. And actually, this is being measured. I mean, we have friends who are actually involved with agriculture. Measuring of the pH of the soil is changing. What about aluminum in the bark of some of the trees? Have any of the people you talk to about found aluminum in the bark of, say, the palm trees or other trees?
Absolutely. And, again, if you go to environmentalvoices.org, Deborah Whitman has tested a lot of trees that have been dying, and she has found the contamination that we've discussed from these programs in the trees. So it's just so sad to see our natural environment collapsing. And it's even more sad to see these people who have a solution for it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic, problem-reaction-solution. So a problem could be crops failing, like they're seeing around the world, also in Hawaii, which I covered in the film, and in my little short video that I put Hawaii Revisited. But the solution appears to be this new aluminum-resistant GMO seed, which will grow in this new environment. So, again, it gives corporations, men who want godlike power, essentially godlike power. And it's so sad to see it happening right in front of our eyes. But there is an awakening. Since we released the film, it's been very effective in waking up millions around the world. The film's been translated into about 9 different languages. So it's good, because for the first time, people are starting to stand up. We've got a movement now growing around the world. And bottom line is this: if we don't act on this, this is, I believe, the most dire issue that we will have to face in the history of the planet. And if we don't act, we're going to see a lot more serious consequences. So it's good to see people finally standing up, taking action. And in Maui, they are starting to put together the Blue Sky Ordinance, which essentially is an ordinance which will ban any aerosol spraying from geoengineering programs above Maui County. So that's something that's in the works, and it's good to see.
Wayne, but this can devastate our agriculture. I know certainly in Northern California a lot of the trees are dying, and the people up there working in agriculture are aware of this. But the average citizen isn't, because it's being blocked out by the media. Are you getting a play in the media or getting coverage for your work by any of the mainline media sources?
They're starting to pick it up. I've interviewed with CBS, and I think it was ABC just the other day. So it's something that's being forced on the mainstream media. Of course, we know there are many corporations, many military contractors that advertise on the corporate mainstream media. So we're praying and hoping for fair reporting, and it's very interesting. Once you look at the facts, you just can't deny that these programs have been started. So it's very interesting, the people who have tried to cover this up. And again, there are many political and monetary agendas behind this, so we expected a cover up, you know, an attempt to suppress the truths that are coming out. They've actually revealed themselves, because it is so obvious what they're trying to do. So it's not in the best interest for anybody to try and cover this up. As a result, they have been revealing who they are. With that being said, corporate mainstream media does have to pick this up, because it is becoming an issue. And, as a result of that, we're also seeing more and more people waking up to these crimes. So thank God. I mean, Dr. Sandler's, the movement that has started is becoming very powerful.
Well, now, basically, are any of the congressmen willing to take this on as an issue? Didn't Dennis Kucinich at one time try to bring out some material on this, and then he was more or less forced to take it out of the legislation? What was that all about, and why won't the congressmen take a stand and call special hearings on this? I mean, they have had the hearings, but nobody's allowed to appear at the hearings other than people who are government shills.
That's correct. And Dennis Kucinich, back in 2001, in his Space Preservation Act, actually called for a banning of chemtrails. Before that bill went to vote, it was that part, the chemtrail part, had been removed. So it appears that government officials who address this, A, have a lot of coercion.
Hold that thought. Number 877-254-7524.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Dr. Stan. That's the last name of our program. My number this morning is 877-254-7524. Well, you've run into many people who are skeptical about this whole thing. I know initially I was quite skeptical. I found it hard to believe it could be going on when I wasn't aware of it. But, you know, then when you begin looking into it, and then, of course, you begin talking to people who are checking the changes, the pH of the soil, and then after actually having touched this material myself, there's no question in my mind this is very real. It's a very real threat. But what is so incredible, I think, that the average person has difficulty believing or accepting, is there really are people who want to damage the entire ecology of the earth, especially crop production, because they want to create artificial shortages of crops and food. And, of course, they've developed this aluminum-resistant seed because then they will be able to control production. Is that sort of your take on that, on what's going on, Mike?
Well, I think that's one of many different agendas, probably some that we have no idea about, but I call them multi-agenda operations. I think it's primarily three things. I've spoken to a number of meteorologists who believe that it's primarily weather control, and then with that they can create the food control because they're destroying soils, and there is a new patent for GMO aluminum-resistant seed. But we do know that aluminum, barium, strontium, and the other things that they're dumping in the sky are extremely toxic. So it appears that it falls in line with their agendas to reduce and control the population as well. I think I can relate to kind of the experience that you had. The first person that told me about this, I thought they were completely crazy. It wasn't until I began studying it and looking into the facts that that it became very apparent to me. It's very common when you initially discuss this with somebody for them to not be aware of it, but once they see the film and once they start researching it, very, very few people deny that this is happening because the facts are so blatant. And typically here in Los Angeles, and I know you're a little north of me, Dr. Stan, in the morning, like today, it's sunny out, but if they start spraying, we will have a complete blackout of the sun by about 1 or 2 o'clock. And on those days, people complain of irritability, burning eyes, nausea, and then barium increases blood pressure. So people, I've spoken to a number of emergency room physicians who stated during heavy spray days, the ERs are packed with people with many different symptoms, but then an increase in heart attacks and strokes. Interestingly enough, former Senator Karen Johnson, who is in Mojave County, Arizona, has been encouraging people to get blood tests for barium, and they're spraying very heavy up there. She was in our film, What in the World Are They Spraying? Is very well versed on this issue and deeply concerned about it. She's encouraged a lot of her former constituents, again, to get blood tests. 30 tests have come back so far. I believe 25 out of those 30 have shown over 1,000 times the normal amounts of barium. So we're talking about numbers that are just through the roof. They should not be there. And many more people, as a result, are getting tested. I got tested, my aluminum, because I've been doing various chelation and removing that out of my system, was a little high, but it was pretty normal. Most people that get tested find their levels are just very toxic. And my barium is high, so I'm working on removing that as well. But it's very important, again, that we test, you know, not only our bodies, not only our blood, perhaps the hair follicle test, see if that toxicity is there, do whatever we need to do to remove it. And then test the rain. You know, more evidence that we have puts together a stronger case. We have an attorney up in the Shasta area who is suing the Shasta, I believe it's Shasta County Air Quality District, for failure to notify the public of this toxicity. And again, you know, it's important that each and every one of us get involved. If you feel that testing, you know, something you want to do, again, coalitionagainstgeoengineering.org, or go to geoengineeringwatch.org for instructions on how to do that. And that's probably the best website on this issue, Geoengineering Watch.
You know, our friend Rosalind Peterson, Northern California, I don't know if you know Rosalind, but
sure.
She was just saying there's a new report out that some of the environmentalists have been out testing whales, you know, and they somehow or other get a little bit of a whale skin and test it for aluminum, and the level of aluminum in the whales is just sky high, which reflects, of course, the level that's in the and the plankton and the fish and the other things that they eat. And of course, the aluminum is getting into the ocean water. They're contaminating intentionally, willfully, knowingly the whole planet. And the pH of the soil in Northern California is changing. They know what it was. They know what's happening now. They know there's increased aluminum there. And yet this thing is being largely blocked out by the controlled media. Why? Because there's a small group of corporations all tied in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls access to information across the country. So much so that up on the Internet where you can get the information, and that's really sort of exciting, Mike. You know, the access to the Internet, the YouTubes. In fact, somebody had sent me that YouTube that you did after you came back from Maui, which is why I contacted you again. And have you had much of a response to that latest YouTube that you posted on what's recent findings in Maui?
It's been incredible, and really, it's not only do we illustrate the trouble that the farmers are having, but it's not a fear message; it's a hope message. And bottom line is this: Maui is a very awakened community, and we handed out several free DVDs at Earth Day. As a result, public interest was incredible, and within 3 days, they put together a small town community meeting on this issue. A lot of public officials, government officials came, spoke about this and said, yeah, we're concerned about this. And again, that birthed the Blue Sky Ordinance, which is in the process of being written, I believe, which is an ordinance which will prohibit aerosol spraying above the island of Maui. So it was very exciting to see people come together, people starting to take a stand. Bottom line is this: we can all take a stand on this. And Dr. Stan, I'm not naive enough to believe that the people who are spraying are saying, oh, no, we can't spray over Maui County. However, if we do this everywhere, it's a very strong political statement. Bottom line is this: if each and every one of us exercised our right for clean air, exercised our authority as human beings, they would not be able to spray us.
We're out of time, Mike. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Keep us posted. Thanks so much.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, look, and this is an important subject. Basically, we carry the film, what in the world are they spraying? Not only that, but Chris Michael gives you permission to go ahead and make copies of it. I can't, but it's his film. He gives you permission to copy it. Copy it, get it out, get everyone you know. Now, we do have 2 4-tape sets on chemtrails. We have a book on weather modification, a book on HAARP. We have an excellent DVD on weather modification put out by our good friend Bob Fletcher. All of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly at our annual conference, it's going to be October 23rd, Rosalind Peterson will be there speaking, and of course she's done some wonderful, wonderful work on what's going on in Northern California. She actually worked for the Department of Agriculture, both state and federal. She knows about this. They've checked the bark. The aluminum is in the trees. It's destroying the trees. The aluminum is in the soil. It's altering the pH of the soil and the production of the soil. And we're going to see real problems with this. But what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who hate humanity and would destroy it all. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda Monograph, that's the Population Control Agenda Monograph, you need to get it, you need, of course, to read it, you need to copy it, you need to distribute it, because the life we're talking about is that of you and your children. There really are people out there who hate humanity, because they hate God, and of course they would be gods. And behind that, the powerful spiritual forces that we write about in our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read that, that's where you begin your discussion and your education. The Brotherhood of Darkness, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. For the advanced student, my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, and they're both available along with syllabuses. Get the syllabus separate, get the syllabus along with the DVD, and of course you will have the information you need, that you have my permission, anything I have made to duplicate that and get it out. We are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield with organizations and groups that are truly evil. There is organized evil in the world. They intend to destroy humanity because it's God's creation, and they hate God. This is not imaginary. It's real. What are you going to do? Are you going to just sit there and let them get away with this? Are you going to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization? We hope that you will. And if you're in a position to help me with our network of stations and maintain it and try to expand it, and we are going to try to expand if we can get the help from people like you. And what we need, of course, are more stations in the smaller states, because each one of them has 2 senators. And if we can get a few senators back there like Rand Paul, who are willing, and Tom Coburn, who are willing to take on the establishment and are willing, of course, to actually come up and bring out these issues, why, we can begin to awaken the sleeping giant, which I think is the potential of the American people. And if we don't, we're going to lose America, and we deserve to. Will you join us in this epic struggle? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please join the Radio Liberty family and help us, and then pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
An
emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special